Welcome to Add Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we finish our wonderful journey through the book of Romans. We finally arrived at the last chapter, chapter 16. So we'll listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 27 verses of the last chapter of Romans, chapter 16.
Romans 16. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchreae, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman Herodian. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you. So do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen.
I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you.
Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Back in 1994, we were now home from Maui, Hawaii. So I'm back in my home reading Romans 16. When I wrote, Paul greets a lot of people in Rome, a place he had never been. People must have traveled around more than we think. Or Paul was simply well aware of the church all over, including a faraway place like Rome. Praise God for the network of his church communicating with and helping each other now all over the world. I continued to write, my long walk through Romans comes to an end. Praise God for the depth of understanding Scripture affords to those who contemplate its meaning. Thanks to those who have studied and written about its contents, and to the Holy Spirit who reveals truth. In 2001, my last journal entry on the book of Romans was Romans 16, where I wrote, Paul names many to greet. What would my list be of people, Christians, saints to greet? How many are willing to risk their lives for the building of the kingdom of God or the spreading of the gospel? And those were my concluding remarks in 2001. Let's look at 2013. My last entry into the book of Romans on chapter 16 was this. People matter. Paul greets many, commends them, and recognizes their contribution to him, the church, or to each other. And then I just quoted all the descriptions that he made in this chapter toward these people. Our sister, my fellow workers, the first convert to Christ, my kinsman, my beloved, approved in Christ, chosen in the Lord. And then I wrote, how would someone describe me? How would I refer to some of my friends? I continued writing, we are to watch out for those who cause divisions, who create obstacles contrary to biblical Christian doctrine, according to verse 17, and be wise as to what is good and innocent and as what is evil. I finished my journal entry in 2013 with this. Jesus is able to strengthen me through the gospel, preaching of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. He deserves the glory. Chapter 16 is about people. Who are the key people in your life? What adjectives would you use to describe the Christians around you? And, maybe more importantly, what adjectives would they use to describe you as a Christian in their eyes? Paul was well connected with the church of his day. Are you? Are you well connected with the body of believers, with the church? If so, praise the Lord. If not, may I encourage you to get yourself into a body of believers. Find a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and fellowship with fellow believers like Paul does here in Romans 16. Paul then makes an appeal to them and to us. He says in verse 17, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive. Then and now, there are many who are out to deceive us with smooth talk and flattery. One means of protection from the deception of smooth talk and flattery is to stay in the Word of God. And then Paul closes with a wonderful doxology, the final verses of Romans 16. And I will close with them as well. Let's read. Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thus ends the book of Romans. Visit EzraProject.net to see future Ad Bible podcasts.